5:45 on this Monday afternoon. This is Jill Dittmeyer with you once again. Yelp Indy continues its bicentennial year of celebration of all things Indiana with its Hoosier Jubilee. And you may recall, since January, we have literally tasted the history of Indiana sugar cream pie, breaded tenderloins, and sipped a cocktail named after Hoosier author Kurt Vonnegut. Well, joining us today in studio once again to tell us about our April adventure is Yelp marketing diva Brittany Smith. Welcome again, Brittany.
Thank you, Jill. I always love that title.
Oh, I know. Well, you are the marketing diva. And joining us as well, we have two of the three Soapy Soap Company owners here in studio with us, Anthony Duncan and Muhammad Mahdi. Welcome, gentlemen.
Thank you for having us.
Oh.
and the third Soapy Soap brother is still in Bloomington this afternoon. And Brittany, that gives us kind of a hint, doesn't it?
Yes.
We're talking about a Bloomington business, so what is our April Yelp adventure?
Yeah, we're heading south for Yelp's Great Getaway to Bloomington, April 23rd and 24th. So this is a weekend-long celebration of Bloomington businesses. As you may already know, there are tons of great local businesses in Bloomington, so we're using this as 9 events in 2 days with over 25 businesses being featured. So it is an action-packed 24 hours in Bloomington.
No kidding. And the fun thing, I mean, Bloomington is exploding, that's for sure, especially when it comes to entrepreneurial spirit. It's always there. They've had for years a fabulous farmers market. They've been farm to table for a long time, great wineries, all that kind of stuff. But the other aspect that we don't often think about when we think about Bloomington is the way other businesses use natural products. And that's where you Soapy Soap guys come into play. And you have a brand, a line of soaps called the Sabun.
The Sabun brand of soaps and other body care products, including lip balms, basically means soap in many different languages, Arabic, Hindi, Turkish, many different languages all across the world.
And you guys have been in business for 4 years, and you make your product from all natural ingredients, and you have kind of expanded your line too, but why did you decide to start with soap?
Well, it's basically the three of us, the two Muhammads and me, Anthony. We all live together, and so we like trying things out and doing things with our hands, and basically we saw that we needed soap, so we decided, well, how do you make soap? And we just kind of went from there and developed what we thought kind of adding quality and making the best recipes we could, and seeing how we could change the process. In the process, we invented our own way of making soap, and just searched for the best ingredients we could, and just sort of became a company from there.
Well, you brought me a sample, and it smells amazing. It's just very fresh and fragrant, and this one has a little bit of lavender and tea tree in it. Why do I need lavender and tea tree in my soap?
We like to use all natural essential oils. They're the plant-based extracts, and they all have great benefits for the skin, aromatherapy benefits as well. Just smelling them can kind of make you happier overall. And we also use oatmeal as well in that soap, so it gives a good scrub. So we kind of think about each of the specific ingredients in the product and how it can benefit.
And these guys, Brittany, as we said, their business really just is right in line with the other businesses that you're going to celebrate down there that weekend.
Yes, definitely. We've worked with Sabun before for Yelp's Totally Bizarre, so it only made sense that now we're going behind the scenes with them to do a soap making class where people can actually see their warehouse, where they're making it. I like to describe it as a little science lab where the plants are growing and it smells really good, and you get to see their eyes light up over the soap.
And some of the other businesses that people, because it's real hands-on, once again, I mean, there's plenty of great things to eat and drink, but there's a lot of hands-on activity with this Yelp adventure.
Yes, definitely. Ranging from Pilates to making your own mug at Gather downtown to trying different spirits. Everything will take you kind of behind the scenes with the businesses and really get to hear the business owner stories.
All right, here's the good news, bad news part.
We do have spots open still. So you can go to yelp.com/events. Obviously, not all of the events still have spots open. But between the 9 of the events, you cannot go wrong with finding one to work for you.
I think another great thing is you guys told me that your undergraduate degrees were in psychology, linguistics, and political science.
Yeah.
But you're successful small business owners. Nobody should be discouraged, should they?
No.
All right. Well, continued success to you. And Brittany, we'll see you again next month with another Yelp adventure.
Thank you, Jill.